Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Gamertag Radio. We have more and more content. Make sure to go right now to your favorite podcast platform and listen to our previous episodes. We have tons. I think it's like almost 20 episodes
so far
of different conversations about different games. We have interviews. We have a whole bunch of stuff. So make sure to check it out. Only on Gamertag Radio. This is your host, Danny Pena. Also joining me is Rian Emanuel Pena. What's up, Rian?
Hello, hello out there. I'm really excited for this one. This is at the top of my game of the show list for Summer Game Fest hands-on. So I'm really excited to get into this conversation.
Yeah, this is one of my one of my top games that I play too. So this is called Out of Words. It's an upcoming co-op platform adventure game that is developed by Kong Orange and Wired Fly. This game is published by Epic Games. Now, this version, we got to check out the Nintendo Switch 2 version. We went to the Nintendo booth. Thanks to Nintendo for giving us the opportunity. We got to check out a bunch of games, which we're going to be talking about in the future. But this is the one I feel like stood out a lot to us when we got to play the game. In the beginning, you play and there's like a tutorial of like things you do, you know, the usual jump, push, etc. But you have to do it together. There's going to be moments in the game that there's puzzles that we have to figure out. Put it this way, we were just laughing, screaming, all this stuff during our sessions. Like, even people were just standing there just looking at our gameplay because it was very, very cool. Just love the animation, everything about this game. And I think this is something that we could definitely be playing at the house because our kids are probably going to be loving this for sure once they see it. What do you think, Green?
Yeah, I think what's so special about this game is the amount of care that has gone into it. So in the game, you're playing, as Danny mentioned, co-op, and it's cross-platform and online co-op as well. So you could either be sitting next to the person you're working with or across the world, and you could be on any device you prefer where the game is released. And this is, of course, on Nintendo Switch 2, which is what we played, but also PlayStation 5, Windows, Xbox Series, and Epic Games Store, I'm assuming, since it's Epic Games produced or published. And as you are playing, it's these two characters, The premise is that you are lifelong friends and you're coming to that age in your youth where you're starting to develop different feelings for one another, but you don't know how to communicate about it. And so the entire game is set up where your characters don't have mouths because they don't know how to express their feelings to one another. And you're playing through an exaggerated, surrealist depiction of your inner turmoil and your inner feelings. And the world they've created is all handcrafted, and I can't explain that in the right way if you haven't seen it. So please, please look up some of the visuals for this game. Outofwordsgame.com is probably the best place to go for that. But they've created figurines. They're about the size of, let's say, a Barbie doll. And each piece of clothing they're wearing is handmade. Like, each fiber of their hair has been placed. Like, this is truly like handcrafted figures that are physically animated and captured in camera alongside real life diorama sets that are also handcrafted, hand painted. And to see that translated into not just stop motion, which we've seen in film, but also into an interactive media, into a game, is just mind blowing. It is such an incredible experience. And it's so emotional just because of how it looks, let alone the subject matter. And so you are immediately drawn in. And these two characters are like venturing through these other worlds, and you are like kind of bending your mind and stretching your puzzle solving thinking, because things that shouldn't be able to happen in real life happen here, right? Like at one point, Danny and I are, you know, the two characters walking along, and one of us grabs a ball of light, and all of a sudden they shoot to the ceiling. And you realize, oh, this ball of light reverses gravity for whoever holds it. Well, then we have to get through the next several levels with this ball of light that is reversing gravity for half of us. And so you have to time things and communicate so that you can jump and like hover for enough time to get to the other side of a chasm, or to run away from something that's chasing you. And all this time you're sort of hacky sacking this ball of light back and forth, and or hot potatoing. So like there's really cool puzzles that are obviously my jam as a puzzle game lover, but also such an emotional storytelling, because it's almost like that ball of light is like the subject of the conversation. It's like, I don't want to talk, you talk. It's like, no, I don't want to talk, you talk. Mm-hmm. And so you see the parallels between the storytelling and the gameplay so clearly, and it's just beautifully executed in a way that I just cannot wait to see the whole game. Because even that little small demo that we got to play for 20 minutes has stayed with me for days. And as I said, it's up there for a game of the show for me.
Yeah, and you know, for those who are listening to this podcast, we also have a separate audio, which I highly recommend. The person, I think, is part of the dev team that worked on this game, giving us like a explanation about the game and history, and which I highly recommend for you to check it out. So he was talking while we were playing the game. Ree, yeah, that part about the gravity, that was something unique and pretty cool. Because at first we couldn't figure out, he wasn't going to tell us.
No.
He just told us, hey, make sure to press the right time. He said something like, he gave us hints, and then we figured out, we're like, okay. But we were going back and forth like, okay, Ree, it's my turn. It's your turn. It's my turn. But we were trying our best to protect each other so we don't fall, and we don't have to go back and start from scratch. But once we figure out things that you do in this game, oh my God, it is so, so, so cool. I am so, so excited to play the full version of this. And let me ask you this, Ree. There were so many different games that we got to check out. Why, to you, this one stood out to you the most out of all the games you got to check out during Summer Game Fest?
I think it's the storytelling. Like the even you just saying, you know, we were going back and forth and trying to figure it out so that we didn't, you know, fall and have to go back to the beginning and start from scratch. Like, if you think of that in terms of a conversation that you're scared to have, like, how real is that when you're like, you're going back and forth and you're trying not to mess up this conversation because you don't want to have to go back and start over? Like, that's so resonant. And the way that they've translated these difficult young adult feelings into gameplay is just something I've never seen executed this way before. And it's also very cute, and the puzzles are very clever. So on top of all of that, you know, I actually asked in our interview, which if you check it out is absolutely mind-blowing, as Danny mentioned, I asked, what is the justification for making a game that takes so much time and care, and I'm assuming money, as opposed to, you know, creating some assets in Unity and putting a rig on it and making this a traditional video game development process? And his response was, well, what we say is we don't think of what it costs. We think of what it's worth. And that was so impactful. Because
that was deep. That was deep.
I mean, yeah. So some truth bomb there. And it's expensive. Like, this game, it was probably not as simple or cheap to make as it could have been if they had done different art style. But it does touch you in a human way, because you can see the human hands at work. You can immediately imagine, you know, the frogs that are now these gigantic, scary, looming creatures that you're trying to sneak away from, like a topic you don't want to broach yet. You're creeping around it, trying not to disturb it, is based on the frogs that they grew up with in their backyard. You know, like mm-hmm. you can see the human connection so much clearer, and it makes the story feel that much more real. And there are other games that have done similar things, but this one is just one that is stuck in my mind because you can see how much effort and mm-hmm. personal story has gone into every piece of it.
Yeah, I even mentioned this to the Dove when we were playing. I was like, man, I can see this game winning awards. And he's like, oh, man, thank you. Sometimes they don't see it because they've been stuck in that bubble, you know, playing and, you know, working on the game. But, man, from the outside to say that, I know he felt pretty, pretty good about it, man. So, and I'm glad that the game got delayed to early 2027. I think
it clearly is the kind of thing that needs time.
Yeah, it needs time, but also it needs time, breathing room for all those games to come out in September and October and November. Mm-hmm. And this game coming out will be a lot easier to get attention to people because this is a brand new IP. So people are like, they don't know what this is.
Yeah.
They just know it's clay animation and so on, you know. So, yeah, this is an awesome game that people should definitely check out once it comes out. And honestly, sure. The Switch 2 version The Switch 2 version looks amazing.
Beautiful.
It looks amazing.
Absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Played flawlessly. Not a single issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else, Reed, before we go to the next game that we have to record?
Yeah. More games like this, please. Developers, consumers, support mm-hmm. these because they're great. And they're something different. And they tell really human stories. And we need more of that.
Awesome. All right, Reed. Thank you.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.